Open up the playbook. It's Satyar Shah and John Jang. Sportsnet 650.
We're going to be joined by a very special guest in a few moments. The head coach of the men's national soccer team, John Herdman. He'll join us here in a second. We'll talk about the World Cup and Canada's aspirations for 2022 and also 2026, which is being held in North America, of course. Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. The World Cup in 2026 after winning that bid just ahead of the World Cup, which was held in Russia, which was a great success, of course. Let's bring John Herdman into the conversation. John, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, team. I'm good. Very good.
Well, I know you guys had a good day today. You met with the media, announced your plans for the 2022 and the 2026 World Cups. And, you know, before we get to that, you know, as a soccer fan, how riveting was the World Cup this year in Russia, you think?
Oh, I just feel it's been one of the best World Cups that's ever been produced. I mean, I'm only in my 40s, so I haven't seen a great deal. But, you know, my last one was 1990, where I felt, you know, like every game just was exciting. But this World Cup had a bit of everything. It was, you know, the whole VAR, the underdog stories, the champions crashing out. It was great, and I think the Russians did a fantastic job. I think everyone thought it was going to be a doom and gloom World Cup, but it was so much the opposite.
And one of the things we saw, which I thought was really exciting and encouraging, hopefully for Canada as well in 2022 and 2026 for sure, is that some of these nations, the smaller nations and the non-traditional ones, made it to the World Cup and had some success. And we saw, you know, the big nations not get as far. And, you know, none of us are sitting here and saying Canada's going to make it in 2022 and get past a group stage. But from your perspective, if you get, you know, 11 players on the pitch to completely buy into the system you play, and you have a couple of talented players like, say, Alphonso Davies, so on and so forth, who become those European levels talents in a couple of years, does it give you hope that you can hold your own if you do make it to the World Cup in 2022?
Yeah, I think absolutely. The conversations I was having with players was during the World Cup. We had our connect in and with the majority of the squad, and some of the games were on in the background as we were talking. I didn't shy away from answering that question about how they were feeling, seeing it. I think the players, this group of players, feel they missed an opportunity with this World Cup. And, you know, I think they looked at, you know, what the Irans were doing and the Panamas, et cetera, being there. They thought they could have competed. And I think it's frustrating. It just drives, hopefully, that passion and that grittiness to make sure they do everything they can, everything in our power to make it happen this time round. And be that last team to earn the right for qualification. And that's what they're striving for. And you know what? When you speak to the team and individuals and you get underneath this group, they've got deeper reasons why they want to take this team to the next level. They want to leave that legacy in the country, and they want to build that respect for Canada, which they feel has been lacking in the last 30 years.
John, we know the MLS has Canadian talent. My co-host Sat brought up Alphonso Davies, of course. He playing here locally with the Whitecaps. But how important is it for the incoming Canadian Premier League to be like instantly successful and allow our country to have more options when developing local talent and making sure that the talent stays here in our country?
Look, I think the Canadian Premier League provides us with a huge jigsaw piece that's been sadly missing for so long, and I think the people in the leadership roles, they're well aware that they have an opportunity now, particularly with 2026, to really bring football home to Canada. And I think the main aspect on this is it may not be a super success in the first year. I think these things always take time, and I think our country has to give it time, and I think the men's national team are a big part of that. You know, if we can qualify for 2022, it will inject something into our local game like nothing before. But exactly what you said, the Canadian Premier League will create a new foundation, a springboard for those local players that have found it difficult to push on to the next level. It gives them a chance to play at the highest level. And as the league grows, the standard will grow, the standard of the game will grow. But more importantly, you put clubs in towns and cities, you start to build a real football culture. You've seen TFC, the Whitecaps, Montreal, they've built fans and tribalism. Now times that by another 10 clubs, and it's hopefully just going to get bigger and bigger as we collide with 2026.
Do you believe the infrastructure is going to move towards that? Because we've seen soccer and the numbers across the country at lower levels, at younger levels, they are rising because it's such an affordable sport too. Whereas hockey, which is of course Canada's passion, it's our pastime. It is not easy for low-income families to start enrolling their kids into academies, into camps, and especially the equipment, the gear, everything necessary, all the costs that add up with hockey, whereas soccer is such a more affordable option.
Yeah, I think, you know, soccer, you know, suffers in its own way of being unaffordable to some families as well. I mean, the costs have risen in our sport, but, you know, I think what is rising, and again, particularly with the Canadian Premier League, is the opportunities. And I think as the game grows and becomes more viable from a financial point of view, some of those costs can be offset in time. You know, you've only got to look at countries around the world that have constantly qualified for World Cups and brought that or leveraged those financial rewards and then reinvested them back in their systems. So, you know, I think there's better times to come for Canada. While we might be ahead of other sports, you know, our game will grow. But, you know, we do face similar challenges. We can't deny that in terms of the affordability.
We're talking to the head coach of the men's national soccer team, John Herdman, here on Sportsnet 650. And, you know, one of the young players, Alphonso Davies, 17 years old. And it was such a great moment seeing him after Canada, U.S., and Mexico won the bid, and him getting up there in front of FIFA and talking about his journey as a Canadian and getting this far. When it comes to just dealing with a player of his talent, how special is it to have a guy like that in the national team program?
Yeah, I mean, he's an absolute gift. And he's the sort of generational player. And I've got a feeling there's more generational players to come. We've lost so many of Alphonso-type players to other countries that I think him making that commitment to Canada, the way he's done it, the way he's, you know, looked at our country and you know, decided that this is who I want to fly the flag for, I think what it does is send a very clear message out to all the other young players that are in doubt, you know, that are getting told, you should represent this team or that team, it'll be better for your career. I think Alphonso's telling everyone, come and represent Canada, come and be part of this journey towards 2026, come and play with one of the, you know, the best young players that we've seen in a long time. And who knows where his future's going to take him, but, you know, I think with him in the team, the future's very bright.
And, you know, when it comes to, when you see his ability and the fact that he's playing in North America right now, do you think that for the long-term betterment of him and his game, would Europe be that next logical step for him?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think it's been a deliberate process. I think the, you know, Vancouver Whitecaps have always acted with Alphonso's best interest, and they've positioned his development as a player quite carefully. You know, I know a conversation I had with Carl Robinson and in my first game, and, you know, whether Alphonso came into that match or stayed with Vancouver because they had a game in the same window. And, you know, the chance for him to go to Atlanta and play against, you know, in front of 75,000 people, or go to Mercer and play in front of 10 people. You know, it was a good conversation. It was a conversation that was built on what's best for Alphonso, who at the time was certainly evolving into getting a run in the team and building that stability. So it's good that these conversations are being had about these players, because we've seen in the past young players from North America get swallowed up in the professional football system when, you know, their best interests aren't looked after.
And, you know, before I let you go, and I know you guys have a match coming up on October 16th as Dominican, that is being played in Toronto, of course, between Canada and Dominican. Now, we got a question here from one of our listeners who's a big soccer fan, and I think it's a great one. Have you had contact with Steven Yuskayo and Fikayo Tomori when it comes to maybe playing for the Canadian men's national program at some point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guys that you're talking about there, you know, one guy is playing for Portugal, U21s, and one guy's playing for England, U21s. He's just won the World Cup. So, you know, I think there's this myth out there that you ring them up, you put a red carpet on, you fly down in a Rolls Royce and, you know, take them out for dinner, and then they're going to turn up to the team, you know, and they're going to play for Canada. The bottom line is they're committed to a country. They're committed to that country at this stage. They've got a Euro 21. So part of Mauro Biello's role in this organization is right players, right time. And what we've started to do is plan the approach with players that we're clear at some point may actually start looking back at that Canadian flag. They're ready to start thinking. And at that point, that's when, you know, we invest our time, resource. So, you know, and speaking to one of those players, it was that conversation. Look, I understand where you're at. I understand, you know, why you're there. But just know that when that Euro 21's finished, we'll be ready for a conversation. And if you don't make that squad, we'll be ready for that conversation as well. So, you know, we're tracking. There's not many now that are falling off our depth charts or slipping through the cracks. And if they are, you know, we're going to tighten that net. And that's been a big role of Andrew Oliveri, who's going to come on board now as the new Excel Under 20 director. Joey Lombardi at the U15 Excel director, Mauro Biello.
And before we let you go, how big is that match coming up on October 16 against the Dominica when you have it playing at BMO Field in Toronto, your first step of qualifying for the 2022 World Cup?
Yeah, it's a huge game. And that's how I'm positioning it for all the players, that every single game is critical to our success. And I have to make sure that environment is inculcated with the players, this competitive environment, an environment where they know that every game will lead to the World Cup qualification. And that's what these games are. They're ranking points for CONCACAF. They're ensuring we qualify for the Gold Cup. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just bringing that level of expectation, scrutiny, consequence to build pressure, the sort of performance pressure when these, you know, people would say easy games are coming. They're not easy when you create a different mindset within the group.
John Herdman, head coach of the men's national soccer team. Thanks so much for giving us some time. Good announcement today, and the best of luck for qualifying for the 2022 World Cup, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Sportsnet 650.